Malta.
Hi, he hasn't come on yet.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, much better. Once the fever broke, I was okay.
Do you have the flu or something? We haven't heard you on the conference call.
No, I didn't. It wasn't the flu. Tony came down with a sinus infection, and then I came down with it the next day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is definitely going around.
We're not going to go to class tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
I don't think I'm contagious, but I still have that cough, so that's gone.
Our class today is on Tehillim 28. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the preparation for the Shovavim, and there we will have two of the three links. The first link that we will utilize is the Psalms landing page, and the other page we will utilize is the Yearning for Redemption PDF, which is the second link under the preparation for Shovavim. I will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'rifu ishkin tebit hilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu. Le'achda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Lashon Tov Mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konunei aleinu maasei adeinu konunehu. Tehillim 28 is one of the psalms, the last psalm that is said on the fourth day of the monthly cycle. A prayer for every individual entreating Hashem to assist him in walking the good path, to prevent him from walking with the wicked doers of evil, and that he repay the wicked for their wickedness and the righteous for their righteousness. This is the traditional kavanah to utilize when saying this psalm. First words are L'David Alecha, a little unusual beginning. There are nine Pesukim in Psalm 4, Psalm 28, I'm sorry, which connects to Yesod. Other Hebrew words with the gematria of nine are heat or covering. Both of these have the idea of concealing. And we will say, during the fourth day of the monthly cycle, 73 verses. And this connects to the word chachma, wisdom, because this is the gematria of the word chachma. Let's transition to the Yearning for Redemption handout. Le David Elecha Adonai Ohewahe Echratzuri Al Techarash Mimeni Pentiheshe Mimeni Venim Shalti Im Yordevor Le David by David. To you, Hashem, I call my rock. Do not withdraw from me. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. If you remain silent, I will be likened to those who have fallen into the pit. Footnote 60. The sage Hirsch, O thou upon whom alone all the future depends, in whom I seek all the support of my life and the goal of my desires, do not withdraw from me without hearing my cry. If I were not to call upon thee, and if thou too were to look at my sad state, without taking an interest or without concerning thyself with it, then my life would have no more meaning, and I would be as one whose path on this earth is nothing but a steady progress toward the grave. This comment by Rabbi Hirsch is not very uplifting, is it? Returning to the first verse, I'd like to point out the second word in the Hebrew has four letters. The last letter has the meaning of you or yours. Eli has the meaning of my, El. Now, because the Kaf is there, it really doesn't have that meaning. But if we parse it, it has a meaning not to be that we're saying that Hashem is not one, God forbid. Hashem is always one. But from the human perspective, there are 20 Sephirot. There's 10 Sephirot of direct light and 10 Sephirot of returning light. Or there's 10 Sephirot of the positive system and 10 Sephirot of the negative system. That is the idea of the letter Kaf, having a gematria of 20. So this word can be, which has the meaning of you, to you, also can be understood as being Kel or El, the God of love, the God of Chesed, could be my God of Chesed, connecting to the 20, the full amount of the Sephirot. Another way of understanding that, and again, this is not to be construed as diminishing Hashem, not to be construed as meaning Hashem is not one, God forbid. But if you put the Kaf at the beginning of the word, Ke'eli, Kaf at the beginning of the word has the meaning of like or as. And to this we could have the idea Le David could be to David, by David, like our El, our God, connected to loving kindness. The second verse. Shema akotecha nuni v'shavi elecha v'gasi yadai el divir kachecha. Hear the call of my supplications when I cry out to you, when I lift my hands up to the Holy of Holies of your temple. Ten words connecting to the ten sephirot. Thirty-nine letters connects to the word tal, tet lamed, which means dew, as in the dew of the resurrection. The third verse. Al tim shekeni im reshaim v'im po'alei awen dovre shalom im reyehem v'ra'ah bilvavam. Do not let me be drawn along with those who have become trapped in their own wickedness, and with those who perpetrate injustice without the slightest hesitation or regrets, who speak words of peace with their friends at the same time that they harbor wickedness in their hearts. Thirteen connects to unity. Thirteen connects to the word echad, oneness, unity. Nine letters connecting to the 49 letters, the 49 gates of negativity, or the 49 gates of positivity, with the 13 words in the concept of oneness, it's connecting to the 49 gates of positivity. The fourth verse. Ken lachem kifalam uktur roa ma'alechem kimase yadehem tein lachem kashev gimulam lachem. Give them their just deserts according to the wickedness of their actions. Pay them back in accord with the deeds of their hands. Give them exactly what they deserve. Let their evil boomerang back upon them. I disagree with this whole, the energy of this verse. We are told not to hold a grudge. And I'm not sure that any human is capable of separating this statement from their internal unconscious level of holding a grudge. Now let's look at the number of words and letters. Twelve words, telling us it's connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel, but it's really connecting to the physical world, because the energy of the 12 tribes is sometimes a metaphor for the physical world. It's 47 letters, but in the word rukroa, the fourth word in the Hebrew, there's a missing vav, so it would be 48. And the number, the word 48, memchet, means moach, means the brains, that means the head. And there's a hint in those letters to what I had indicated to you. You have to cleanse this desire for revenge, this desire for holding a grudge, to be able to make this statement. What would be better is to pray for their teshuvah, for them to recognize the error of their negative ways and to turn back to Hashem instead of continuing to pull away from Hashem. That would be the purpose of any consequence of their actions. Ki lo yavinu el peulot Adonai Yohei Wahei Ve'el ma'asei yadav Yechersem v'lo yivnes. For they fail to grasp and have consistently refused to understand the ways and the actions of Hashem and the wondrous works of His hand. Destroy them, therefore, and do not allow them to be built up, for they deserve only to be ruined. Words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel, connecting to the physical. Again, it's continuing this whole idea of revenge and grudges. I disagree with it. Yes, I know it's part of this psalm. There's a reason why it's part of this psalm. Because it's human, and Hashem speaks to man in the language of man. But we did not come into this world to remain human. We came into this world to grow spiritually, to become closer to Hashem, to ultimately become divine, higher than the angels. Sixth pasuk. Baruch Adonai Yohewahe Ki Shama Kol Tachanunai. Blessed is Hashem, who has always heard the call of my supplications. Six words connecting to heaven, the Zeran Pin. Twenty-two letters connecting to the energy of all of the Aleph Bet, all of creation. The seventh Pasuk. Adonai Yohewahe Uzi Umagini Bo Batach Libi V'Ne'ezarti V'Ya'aloz Libi Umishiri Achodenu. Hashem is my strength, my shield and protection, because my heart has trusted only in Him. He has always helped me. My heart is therefore overjoyed, and I will praise Him with my song. Eleven words. The number 11 connects to the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. It's connecting to all of the spiritual levels, all of the creation. Again, we have 47 letters, but if we look at the second letter, no, the fourth word from the end in the Hebrew, Vayaaloz, you see the missing Vav, which would make it 48 letters. Let me expand a little bit on this concept of the missing Vav. The dot over the letters is the same sound as a vav with a dot over the letter vav. The vav represents a connection to heaven, a connection to Zeran Pin, a connection to spiritual man, a connection to Moshe. All of these are metaphors that the Zohar teaches us. But what is the metaphor for? The metaphor is to the end of correction, where all of the negative aspects have been corrected. Teshuvah has been accomplished. Therefore, the word now becomes complete with the letter Vav appearing rather than it missing. The fact that the letter Vav is not in the word is an indication that the energy of the word, the concept that the word is expressing, is not complete yet. But we know Hashem never cannot create something that is imperfect. So the word has the Vav. The thing that the word is expressing has the Vav. It's just we are not yet ready to be able to perceive that energy, that completion. That's why the Vav is missing, but it's also why we can count that letter that is missing, because it's truly not missing. It's that we are in that lack. We are in that state where we don't have the merit. We haven't accomplished the correction completely. And therefore, we're not able to see the full energy of that word. The eighth pasuk. Adonai Yohei Wahei Oz Lamo Umeos Yeshuot Mashiach Hu. Hashem is the strength of his people, the stronghold and source of salvations for his anointed. His anointed is a translation of the word Mashiach. It's the second to the last word in the verse. Mashiach, because the Vav is on the end, we don't say Mashiach, we say Mashiach in this word. The Vav at the end of that word means his, but it's really Mashiach. This is the energy, this is the connection. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut, the unity of heaven and earth, the unity of the spiritual and the physical worlds. Letters connects to the word koach, meaning strength, power. But it's just as I've taught you about the missing vav, you also have a missing vav in the word oz, ayin zayin. You remember that word from last year, the year of the goat? The missing vav, how does it relate to 28 letters? It becomes 29 letters. 29 is the two letters that created the month of Av, the month of the Father. The Kaf that created the Son, and the Tet that created the the Aryeh, the astrological sign of Leo, the lion. How does this unity come together? How does 29, what is the Father? What is the connection to the Father? Why is the letter missing? The letter is missing because we have not achieved the correction of the Father. The Father is a word, a partsuf, that comes from Kabbalah, from the teachings of Kabbalah. What is partsuf? It's a structure of 10 sephirot when they're complete. What is the Father? The Father is Chachmah, the partsuf of Chachmah. When wisdom, which is Chachmah, is complete with a structure of 10 sephirot. Now relate that to this idea of what is Mashiach. The ninth pasuk. Hoshia et amecha, uvarech et nachalatecha. Urem v'nachem ad ha'olam. Deliver your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them and carry them as a shepherd carries his flock forever. And may we all say amen to this verse, to this concept. Ten words, Ben Sefi wrote. Is the Hebrew word for time, truly. It's a luach is the Hebrew word for a calendar. The hint is that we are connecting to time, we're connecting to mercy, which is what time is, the distance between cause and effect. We are connecting to the cycle of time that will come to an end when we all return to the endless world. I will now read all of the nine verses sequentially. L'David elecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Echra tzuri al techerash mimeni pen techeshe mimeni venim shalti im yordei vor Shema kol hachanunai peshavi elecha venasi adai El devir kachecha al tim shekeni im reshaim v'im poale awen dovre shalom im rehem v'dra bilvavam ken lachem kefa'al lam Ukroa ma'alalehem, kemaasei adehem, tein lachem, ashev gemulam lachem. Kilo yavinu, el peulot, Adonai ohewahe, v'el maasei adav. Yechersem velo yivnem. Baruch Adonai Yohewahe Kishama kol tachanunai. Adonai Yohewahe Uzi Umagini bo patach Libi v'ne'ezarti V'ya'aloz libi u'mishiri achodenu. Adonai Yohewahe oz lamo u'maoz Yeshuo b'shicho hu. Hoshia et amecha uvarech et nachalatecha. Urem v'nasem ad ha'olam. I realize that the class is rather short today. By the same token, we really don't have the time to do the next psalm, which is Psalm 29, which is exactly the same amount of verses, and we just never know how long our commentary will take. So We will pick up Psalm 29 next Friday. In the meantime, does anybody have any questions regarding this verse?
No, sir.
Then you all have a wonderful Kodesh Tov, a wonderful Shabbat Shalom. Our class is tomorrow at 6 p.m. and at 7 p.m. Havdalah at 6. And a Zohar class at 7. I remind you of the Zion Adar this coming Wednesday night. And our class 10:30 Sunday morning will be going over the whole concept of all of the upcoming spring and summer holidays. I wish you all Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom, and Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.